Hello, GWA. I cannot sleep. I'm tired, but I'm not really sleepy, so I decided what better thing to do in this situation than to find some questions and answer them because reasons. So, to that end, I have pulled up Mrs. Mixer questions, and I will take a shot at answering those. Well, I'm very, very tired. So, I guess we'll just go down the list. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? I definitely think they matter. Sometimes I don't actually read the title. I only read the tags. Because certain tags will get my attention faster than others, or drag me away, I guess. I mean, there are certain things that I'm just not into. Unless it's a poster who I really enjoy, I probably don't listen to very much in terms of incest, wincest, whatever. But on the other end of the spectrum, DDLG, I listen to a lot. Anything that is tagged with laughter or silliness or playfulness, shockingly enough, will get my attention. M sub. I do love a good M sub. Yeah, so yeah, tags are quite important. And good tags will get my attention. How much time do you spend making slash editing an audio? That really varies. Sometimes I will record and not do anything to it, especially if it's something that I'm recording on the fly in my truck or things like that. I don't have a lot of patience. But then on the other end of the spectrum, you get to things like the second FearPlay audio that I did, where I wove together a couple different takes of the actual recording. I added in a lot of extra effects, like the water noises and things like that. I actually spent a bit of time trying to get the bathtub noises that I wanted, the handcuff noises. And then playing with the audio to make it sound like I was recording in a bathroom, when in fact I was not recording my voice in a bathroom. I did probably a couple hours of editing on that one, so I mean it ranges quite a lot. I think most people know by now that I don't script most things in a traditional way. So there's not a lot of, I mean, I'll let an idea kind of roll around in my head for a week or two, before I record it usually. So I have kind of an idea of where I want it to go. But generally I don't script preemptively. What are the pros and cons of recording? It's definitely a creative outlet for me. I've found that I have been pushed to try new things, techniques, genres, things like that, and I think that's very good for me. It has increased my confidence in a lot of respects. partly because of the feedback that I get, and partly because I have met some fantastic people because of my recordings who, for whatever reason, build me up and just make my life better. Cons of recording would be it does complicate my personal life a little bit, and it is a hobby that is not exactly something I can discuss in polite company. So it's a little sad that something that I get so excited about and so passionate about is not something that I can share with very many people. So I think that would be a con of recording. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? I don't think specifically because of GWA. Some of them have strengthened, but most of the of anything that I would consider to be a kink of mine was pretty things that I was pretty aware of before I ever started on GWA. So, I already knew that I liked daddies. I already knew that I liked a lot of anal play and M sub and things of that nature. So none of that is really a surprise to me. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I listen to. I'm not really sure. I don't think so. Not. I've come to a better understanding of some kinks that are not necessarily mine. So through recording kinks that don't necessarily get me off, but get other people off, I've come to a better understanding of some of them, which by extension then excites me because more than anything else, I get excited by turning other people on, so. Do you like the sound of your own voice? I am going to sound like a complete asshole. Yes, I do, actually. I've gotten very used to listening back to my recordings, and I do it pretty frequently. It's not like I, get off to my own voice or anything, but I like to go back and listen to just pretty much anything, from sexy recordings to just silly, rambly recordings, private recordings. I go back and listen to pretty much everything that I've done, which I think makes it easier for me to try to improve. I like to think so anyway. Which kind of audio is your favorite? Tag-wise, I tend to like DDLG. I guess I like audios that will strive to put me into the audio. So, any audio where you're talking to me. Any audio where I can play along, or I like audios where I can imagine doing a response, even if I never get around to actually doing a response to it. I enjoy the whole concept of response audios, and that is its own challenge and type of creativity, so that's always fun. Do you have any regrets about clips you have made? No, I don't think I do. Not GWA clips. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? Are we talking about people I don't talk to? I have a few. I'm not sure I should name names. Most of them probably already know. I crush pretty hard on DGS and Lola. They're amazing. No name, but mostly because I like to give him shit. Who else? Those are the people that I don't talk to very often that I crush on. People that I talk to on a regular basis pretty much know that I crush on them already. And of course, my bestie, because all the twinsies. Let's see. Next section. Would you have sex while a porno is being played? Oh yeah, I've done that. And I'm pretty inexperienced, and I've done that, so yeah. What is your most embarrassing, funny sexual experience alone or with someone else? Not traditionally sexual experience, but in terms of audios, I have both sent a sexy audio to the wrong person, which was embarrassing, and I have, because of a technical malfunction, I recorded essentially the same audio twice, and then they both ended up being sent, so it was a little awkward. And that's a much longer story that I've condensed down to like one sentence, but it was, yeah, awkward. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I'm not a compulsive liar, I'm like an impulsive liar. If it's a situation where I feel like I'm going to be disappointing someone or getting in trouble, like the lie will just fly out of my mouth before I even have time to consider whether or not I should bother lying about it, which is not a good trait, and I realize that. It's kind of a defense mechanism. And I'm trying to change that because it's terrible. I do think white lies in certain circumstances are okay. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Oh God, I would rather watch others. Thank you very much. Nobody needs to see any of this in any state of undress. Thank you very much. What is the weirdest way you have ever gotten yourself off? I've had conversations with people about my pre-sex toy days. Believe it or not, Playful has not always owned sex toys. And before, the best thing that I could find was like the thick line Crayola markers, which I don't recommend because those caps they can pinch. And that is not a pleasant sensation, I will just tell you that right now. Let's see. What is the fastest way to get you to come? Multiple penetration and a Hitachi. Simple as that. It's not really technically simple, though, is it? Meh, whatever. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Ugh, taking yourself too seriously. Or if I can't figure out a way to make you smile or laugh. If I can't make somebody laugh, I have no idea how to read them, and it makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. And I know that I'm not like the funniest person ever, but yeah, that can definitely wreck things. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? I like people to come in me rather than on me. But if it has to be on me, tits, definitely. Yep. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? Believe it or not, I don't think I've ever had music playing while I was having sex. Nope, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think, I mean, as long as it's good music, if it's music I like, I think I'm fine with that. Do you think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? They don't go hand in hand. And that's all I'm going to say about that. What do you prefer to be called or say? Daddy, sir, master, kitten, baby girl, slut. I like a daddy. I like sir. Master, it seems weird and formal to me. And as far as women, I like miss. Though depending on the woman, it can be ma'am. Mistress can be hard for me to say in certain circumstances, just because I have trouble with the S sound sometimes. I like being called kitten. I like being pet. Definitely a soft spot for pet right now. But baby girl, little one, yeah, all of that. Really, the only I dislike the word bitch usually, but it's not like a deal breaker. It's just meh, not. That's really the only one that will make me pause. So, are you a more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? Whimpers, I think. Yeah, definitely whimpers. It would be mine. When was the worst time you've been turned on? I don't know. I guess I'm fortunate to be a woman that it doesn't really make no never mind when I'm turned on. So I guess I don't. I mean, work. Restaurant dinners with the family. That can be awkward. What's your most extreme fetish? Probably pet play. I'm not a furry. No judging, I have no problem with furries. It's just not my thing. But I enjoy pet play, collars and tails and ears and that sort of thing. I tend to identify more kitten than puppy, but there's definitely appeal to many different pet identities. Yeah, that would be one of my most extreme, I suppose. And pegging, I guess, might be an extreme fetish. Not something I've done in real life, but yeah. I have kind of a butt thing. I just like butts. Boy butts, girl butts, doesn't matter. Butt, 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 butt. My butt, your butt, doesn't matter. What's the one thing you're embarrassed to admit you'd like to try in bed? Don't know. My spouse isn't into the daddy thing, so that can be a little touchy. So we'll just say that. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes. Do you enjoy bondage? The little bit I've done, I've really enjoyed. So, yeah. Are you into playing with hot wax? I think I would like wax play, but I'd like to start out with like low temp candles because I'm a baby. Have you ever been with someone older than you? Yes, I am married to someone who is 5 to 6 years older than me. Let's see, would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? I would love to, but it has never happened, and I don't know if it ever will. Have you ever tried anal? Yes, please. Have you ever been double penetrated? If toys count, then yes. Have you ever had sex in public? No. I've given half of a blowjob in like semi-public. Yeah. Do you like being handled roughly? I think I would like to try. Are you very verbal in bed? No. Not in real life. Not generally. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? I don't know. Again, not something that I've done much of. I don't mind the occasional spanking, things like that. So I guess I'm gonna say receiving. Though I think in the right circumstance, I could be talked into giving. What is your favorite item for spanking? Hand. Definitely. I like being spanked by hand. I like it. Wait, no. I like. I don't know how I feel about it. We'll just skip that one. What is the worst porn you have watched? Oh God. I don't even know. It's probably been years and years. I used to work at a video store that had an adult section, and some of those were pretty damn terrible. There was like a space one. Yeah. What is the weirdest pet fetish you've ever heard of? Probably, I don't remember what it really is, like crushing or like, yeah, like stepping on things to kill them, and that's a fetish. That's probably the weirdest one that I can think of. That's one that I just flat out can't wrap my head around. Again, no judging, but that's not, yeah. I don't get it. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? All the sex, all the time. Probably find out what prostate massage felt like, and how to do it properly, like for the best effect. Yeah, I'd probably just try a whole bunch of stuff to see what really felt good. And then I try and get laid a whole bunch. Yep, pretty much. Pretty much. What do you wish you had invented? I wish I had invented. I guess it would be cool to have invented something that like everybody uses like all the time. So I guess like smartphones or I don't know. Certain is it inventing if you make an app? I don't know. YouTube? Facebook? Can I have like $1 billion? I'd settle for that. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? I just thought I would do something like train service dogs. or things like that. That's always interested me. I don't think there's much money in it, but you know, if I didn't need the money, that would be cool. I'd like to learn to get good at like actual voice work, but I don't think I have the best diction, so I don't think that's gonna happen. Do you have any scars? I have a lot of scars. I had my gallbladder out. I had reduction surgery. I had a C-section, so yep, just riddled with scars. Oh, I have like a big scar on my hand from cutting my hand open when I was a kid. All the scars. What's your most used phrase, dirty or not? I say I know right way too much. I know, right? Right? So nice. Yeah, if I'm complimenting things, I say that things are so nice or so good. I realized that when I was listening back to the BTA that I did with No Name and Allie, because we did the kind of like GWA awards. And I think I said things were so nice or so good like every single time. I also say like and I say a bunch. And I need to stop that. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? I don't know. 3 days ago, probably. Talking with a couple friends. And yep. For some reason when I laugh a lot, it like makes muscles in the back of my head hurt, and I'm not sure what that's all about, but it needs to stop. 'Cause I like to laugh. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? I have an irrational fear of aliens, which came from the movie Fire in the Sky with D.B. Sweeney. So yeah, not a fan. I think there is life out there as far as intelligent life. Not that would have any interest in us. Could happen, but probably not the way that we think of aliens. Ghosts are a complicated idea for me. Rationally, no, I don't think so. But sometimes I do feel like there's something there. Something that's not so easy to dismiss. So, undecided, I guess. Yeah, we'll just say that. So, I think that was all the questions, and I rambled on for way too long. And by way too long, I mean about half an hour. So, for the, I don't know, one, maybe two people who listen to this, thank you very much for listening to my sleepy ums and ahs and likes and nonsense. And, yeah. Thank you, and we'll see you later. Good night, my friends.